In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
I know I had been looking forward to this, and I was not alone. Mulan was released on Disney+.
Yeah, back in 1998. Like, I saw it, the animated Mulan.
No,
Eddie Murphy.
Live
Eddie
action,
Murphy was hysterical.
Live action Mulan. And my husband said, you're really going to pay for this? I said, I have to for the podcast. I just really wanted to see it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, if we wouldn't have shut down theaters back in March, like, I would have seen that movie in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I see a lot of movies in the theater, but, like, that was one I don't know if I was, like, overjoyed to see it, but I was anticipating it at the bare minimum.
So, just from my scanning of news and reviews, I found the reviews to be mixed. It's not a musical. There is not a happy talking dragon. Was he a dragon? He was a dragon, right?
He was, yeah.
There was no happy talking dragon. But,
I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but like that really.
Was he a phoenix? Oh.
That feels like if in the live action Aladdin, they would have just deleted the genie. Like,
I know. However,
it's a very different movie that they made.
This
I understand.
Struck me more Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon-esque.
Well, it feels like, I don't know if like...
And that's a good thing.
Being a slave to the source material is necessarily what I'm trying to say, but it's a more more realistic take than the 1998 original.
And...
Which shouldn't be hard to do.
He's an animated.
Donny Osmond was teaching people to be men.
And did a fine job. So, it's beautifully filmed. It is empowering, especially if you're a girl, because here's the thing. Mulan's a girl, and apparently she is extra gifted with her chi, and it's an extra thing that you can do all of the moves and the jumps and the kicks and the crouching tigers and the hidden dragon, you know, the serious.
No, but not Mushu Drex.
No.
No. Actually, I guess they did hide that dragon. Yeah.
You can kind of almost fly over a rooftop. She has this special talent, and her father let her explore it. However, as she got older, the purpose is she's supposed to get married, and they said, look, no one's going to want to marry anyone who can do these things because girls don't do these things. And so, just like in the movie, The dad has to go to war, and so she sneaks out with his sword and goes to war. And then she kicks butt.
Feels a whole lot like Disney Pixar's Brave. Like, more or less, they're telling, what was it, Merida? They're just like, you can't do that. Like, you can't be someone's wife if you do that. And she's just like, well, that's not what I'm going to do.
When she's a little girl, you see her do something so cool. And it had my little girl, who's now 14, just, yeah! Now, mind you, she loves anime. She loves that scene in The Office when they go, parkour, parkour, parkour. So there's a lot of stuff like that happening. But it is even more of an uplifting, you can do it type of movie than the animated one. It's just beautiful to look at.
The thing that I do respect about, I haven't got to watch it yet, but one of the things I did like about it, whenever you're doing a remake, and like, again, no one cares what I think, so keep that in mind.
Hmm.
If you're going to do a shot for shot and like line by line, like remake, like, and they made plenty of money off the Beauty and the Beast mm-hmm. remake, so, you know, tell me to shut up whenever. But, like, I was just like, I've already seen this movie. Like, you guys literally already made this movie. If you're going to remake something and you're not going to find a different way to tell the story, I don't necessarily understand the point. Like, I really liked the original Mulan.
Yeah.
I hate that Mushu wasn't in it, but I understand for the kind of the film that they were going for, he didn't really fit into it, and I'm pretty certain, and I don't know this because I wasn't there, I don't think he was in there in the the autobiographical tale of Mulan either. Mm-hmm. But again, that's neither here nor there. I appreciate it a lot more when you can distance yourself from the source material and make a film that is original on its own terms while still, I guess, borrowing from it. And this sounds like they basically took the skeletal structure of the original Mulan and said, let's tell that story, but let's tell it from this perspective.
Yes. Now, at the moment, the budget was around $200 million, and it shows. The box office is $64.4 million. However, what we're looking at is it was released on Disney Plus for $30, and then you own it as long as you're on Disney Plus. And the week after it came out, I think Tenet was the week before, maybe?
I believe that's right.
Because, you know, the streaming, they don't say everything. Like, we made this much money.
They tell you what they want you. I mean, kind of like when Netflix is like, this is a big hit. And they're like, really? Tell us some of the numbers. And they're
No,
all you need to know is that it's humongous. It's big. Very big. It's very big. There's nothing bigger.
It's the biggest. So what they, Disney Plus, are leading us to believe is that by doing this $30 video on demand, it made more money than Tenet.
Well, to be fair, like, Trolls, what was it, Trolls World Tour?
Oh,
like,
I thought you were thinking Internet Trolls. Yeah.
No. Did very well, but, like, it's also because, like, A, they hadn't released a big, like, movie. Theaters were still closed.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, and at $30 a pop, Mulan probably did clean up. I don't like them picking on Tenet just because if this was in a normal year, can I call it that? If they had a release Tenet in 2019 in the summer, like, I think picking on its box office is kind of unfair because it somehow, like, impugns the quality of that movie. It's a film I enjoyed. I'm going to go ahead and say the worldwide pandemic really hit that. Mm-hmm. And if you charge $30, I mean, much like Avatar, like, it got to $2.7 billion, but it also did so because, you know, it was $14, $15, $16 to see it in 3D. It's a lot easier to get to larger numbers, or in this case, with social distancing, you know, masks and all that, there's a lot of people that don't want to go to the theaters. They don't feel safe doing it. I will guarantee you Mulan cleaned up because families were like, well, let me multiply 7 times. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what? And we'll just go across the way, pick up a bag of popcorn, heat it in the microwave, not spend
$8. Oh, this is sad. Now, you just went to the theaters and saw the New Mutants.
Correct.
Google users gave that either a 75 or a 78%. Users gave Mulan 61%.
That's a little bit all over the place.
It is. Okay, so Mulan is visually stunning. You could hear parts of those songs that aren't in it if you were paying attention to the score.
So, they're kind of honoring the original, but, like, nobody is doing, like,
no one's
an Oklahoma style. Like, nobody's like, there's a bright golden hay. Like, nobody's expressing what they're doing through song.
No, but they are kicking butt. The use of the color red and wind, now it sounds silly, but it's beautiful. The movie is beautiful, just like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Honest to goodness, just watching the preview, like, you could tell that, like, the cinematographer, like, probably outdid themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, whomever it was. The film, just from the, you know, minute and a half, 2 minutes that I got to see there, is very, like, visually fetching.
What I liked about it, there's a character in there that I guess they made up. It wasn't in the Mulan animated.
Patch Adams made up some characters whenever they did. You know, you and I have discussed, I think, this before. Like, if you're a documentary, I think you have kind of an obligation to tell what actually happened. If you're making a movie, like, and it's based on true events, I think you're a bit more allowed to take some liberties there just because, I mean, at the end of the day, if a film's not entertaining, it doesn't matter if you were accurate about, like, if this took place in, you know, 1964 or, you know, this happened on a bridge instead of a field. And if it makes the movie better, at the end of the day, it's a movie. Mm-hmm. It's not a documentary. It's not a biography.
Well, this movie had feelings because you have this other character.
It was self-aware.
Like this other character. Oh, dear. Who they kept calling a witch, and she said, I'm not a witch. No, see, I don't really know her deal because Mulan couldn't turn into a bird.
And she wasn't one of the Sanderson sisters.
No.
Or anything. Okay.
But
Bette Midler didn't show up?
No.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not a fan of the movie Hocus Pocus. There, I said it. I think it's stupid, and I never really liked it. I've seen it once, I think, that was way too much.
I believe they're doing a sequel.
That's great. Anyway, so there is a parallel character in a similar situation. She is helping the bad guys because they promised that if they won, she would be left alone and not persecuted and, like, not... Her life wouldn't be made miserable because she's so different and can turn into a bird and do stuff. And she believed that was her only choice. And Mulan said, but hey, I have friends and I have family. And she says, they'll all abandon you. And then something happens to Mulan and Witch Chick sees that her friends and family don't abandon her. And she has a change of heart. Which you don't expect.
Well, it is a Disney.
Okay, it is a Disney.
Yeah, okay, listen.
Anyway,
like,
there's
were the parents in there? Because there's a 90% chance some parent dies. Like there's a really good chance in Disney movies. Like they find out that the person within is more important than the person on the outside. What we are and what we do and what we do with the time.
The
that
bad
we're
guy's parent was killed.
Okay, there.
Off screen.
I didn't say
like
it had 20, to be the good.
Like 20 years before.
Listen, if you're a parent in a Disney movie, like welcome to your cameo. Okay, sorry. It just that's the way it is. Like it's I don't want to say it's cliche, but like. Disney has got a whole lot of moves that they like to use. And
none
like,
of them are like Jagger.
I'm just saying, like, I love the moonwalk, but, like, at a certain point, we were like, I bet you he's a... And he did the moonwalk. There it is. I love that moonwalk, though. Look at that. Look how he dances there.
Now, Jason Scott Lee is in this. Jet Li is in this. And there's a lot of... There's a lot of attractiveness.
What about Jason Lee from My Name is Earl? Is he also in it? A lot of Lees you're mentioning.
Yes, Jason Lee is also in it.
No.
Are you sure?
From My Name is Earl?
F. Lee Bailey is in it.
That's anybody
Janet Lee
that has a Lee.
I believe they're all in it. Jamie Lee
they
Curtis.
They should have just started dropping those names in there, like in the credits, to see if any... They were like, wait, Jamie, is that the Activia woman?
A
like,
really
what?
Cool thing happened, which Christina Aguilera made a huge deal out of, and I would too if I was her. But when she was 17, yes, she'd done the Mickey Mouse Club. But to go beyond the Mickey Mouse Club, she had auditioned to sing this song for Mulan, and she got it. And so she got to do a new version of it, and that played over the closing credits. And then she did a song written, and that is, it kept saying the whatever, obviously it didn't stick with me, Be True or something, whatever. That song.
Be True. Like Honesty is Good. Whatever.
Yeah, I think it's what's called Honesty is Good. But the main message of the other one.
That's not the name. don't lie to people. That's crappy. I think that was the name of the song.
That's the name of the song.
It was something.
But it was cool to have that book ended with Christina Aguilera, who sang as a teenager, and then to revisit it, and she's almost 40.
Did she do a duet with herself? Like,
no, but she could have.
That would have been interesting.
And
did she do that thing where she's like,
no, not
this
quite.
One?
Not
no.
quite.
Does she do that anymore? Was that her?
She does that sometimes.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I probably can't name three Christina Aguilera songs.
Genie in a Bottle.
Okay, one. I can name one. And what was the name of this song?
Remake at Reflection.
Okay, Reflection and the remake of Reflection.
Remake of Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade. I love some Marmalade. Lady Marmalade. That was in one of the Winnie the Poohs, wasn't it?
Stronger. None of these ringing a bell. Beautiful.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like,
let's
but,
go back to Genie
but to
in a
be
bottle.
Fair, like, I could just be mixing him up with a Britney Spears song or...
Who was also like, with her in the Mickey Mouse Club. In
true.
The same Mickey Mouse Club.
But so is Justin. Is Justin Timberlake on this soundtrack? Does he tell me to reflect?
No.
Does he say, like, honesty is good, or, like, emotion should be positive?
Brave, strong, and true. That's it. Or something. Or honesty good.
Okay, Frankenstein scene.
Honesty good.
I thought Mulan was worth the $30. I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I own it for as long as I still have free Disney Plus.
There's a lot of, like, addendums and quid pro quos there.
And it will be free on Disney in December.
And I can watch it the 17th of every Friday that it befalls.
And I would not mind watching it again. I mean, it was...
Which is more than I can say
for the New Mutants. Yeah. I thought Mulan was worth it. I know there's some political stuff going on about it, vaguely, and I mean really vaguely. I just know because my husband said, well, they don't like her because they think she said this. I went, okay. I like the movie, and that's really, I don't know what's going on.
At the end of the day, and especially because there's a lot of people that have been revealed to be like monsters well after they've put on these bodies of work, I think you and I are getting better at separating like the person or the event surround, like, okay, Kevin Spacey, he's a terrible person, but like, it doesn't mean House of Cards season one wasn't good. Like,
well, one of my daughter's friends says she's not going to watch Mulan because of what the lead actress, where her loyalties happen to be. And my daughter said, well, too bad for you. It's a good movie.
Okay, listen, I don't agree with everything Clint Eastwood has ever said, but that doesn't mean, like, I don't think...
I do believe in the make my day thing.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make me go back and just be like, well, I can't support Dirty Harry Callahan. Like, Dirty Harry's still a good movie, even if I don't agree with everything that guy said. Like, I'm sure if you went back through and, like, just take out everything of every person who's ever done anything tremendously bad, and I'm not saying they should have done those things that are bad, but I'm just saying Bryan Singer's a jerk. It doesn't make X-Men 2 a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. So I think it's a good movie. We would have gone to see it. It would have cost us more than $30 if the whole family had gone to see it. I thoroughly enjoyed watching it, and I have every intention of watching it again. Maybe even a third time.
I have every intention of watching it initially.
See? It was not jarring to not have the funnies and all of that happening. There were a few amusing things.
The way you're describing it to me, it would have just been completely out of place.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been like if instead of Danny Glover, like Mel Gibson had a cartoon cat as his sidekick in those movies. Like, you'd just be like, oh, well, that's... unusual. Yeah. That doesn't seem to really mesh with what you're going for here.
And I'll be perfectly honest, I prefer this to the animated one. I do not dislike animated Mulan. Let me say that. I don't dislike it at all. I have probably seen it more times than I ever would have wanted to see it.
I think it's funny you just apologized to a cartoon character. But, I mean, continue. All due respect to the Big Blue Genie in the Aladdin film. No disrespect, Blue Genie. Yeah.
But my children were fascinated with Mulan and watched it over and over.
Well, I mean, I cannot, like, I mean.
I get
if,
it.
If I was a young girl, like, at that point
if.
In time, zing. Listen, like, I had, you know, Superman, I had, like, Peter Venkman, like, there was no shortage of male role models.
Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman, you heard me. I said what I said. Peter Venkman, role models.
Did I do my thing yet? Did I do my thing?
Maybe. I don't know what the thing is.
You know, thank you, Hints and Oakley Dentistry.
We should do that.
Binge or Cringe is brought to you by Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry because they're awesome. They don't need to apologize to cartoon characters. And they make all of this possible.
I really thought you were going to, like, juggle or show me that you could, like, pop your eye out of its socket. Did I do my thing? And I'm like, after 20 years, what?
What thing is that?
What is the thing, and why don't I know what it is?
You may continue. Peter Venkman's a role model.
Listen, there at least the cartoon version, probably. There's a lot of things Peter Venkman does that I'm just saying there was a multitude of male characters that I could either identify with or in some way be amused with. If I had have been a young girl, I'm just saying, like, Mulan probably would have spoke to me in a much louder way. Instead, I watched it and I was like, that cartoon dragon, the one that sounds like Axel Foley. Oh, he's good. I love it. I love it. Keep talking, Axel Foley dragon.
And my children also watched and watched and watched Hercules.
Oh, Oh my God.
I mean,
look,
they just don't stop watching it. And I don't mind it.
As much as Disney has, they're going to remake all of their animated, except for maybe like Black Cauldron and the Three Caballeros. How have they not touched her? Like, they were announcing Peter Pan, and I'm like, how many flipping versions of live-action Peter Pan do I need? Okay,
We've got Mary Martin. We're done.
I've got Hook. I've got the Mary Martin one, and I have the Disney animated one. Like, I'm good. I'm set. You don't have to touch it again. I'm just telling you, having a live-action version Hercules, getting one of the Chrises from the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
I don't care which one you get. Like, get the funny one from Guardians, get the square-jawed one from Captain America, or get the long locks of the Hemsworth. I'm just saying, like, no Chris will be bad there. Like, all of that works. Danny DeVito, there's no reason to recast that role. Just let the man, give the man some hooves. Like, he's perfect. He's in there. James Woods, like, well, I'm just saying, like, that movie right there, like, that's gangbusters. You cannot tell me Disney isn't just making a mint off that. Yet no one is announcing it.
Mm.
Announce that. Stop remaking Peter Pan, okay? We get it. It's good. Like, J.M. Barrie, like, he's very impressed with himself where he's still alive. But, like, guys, seriously, like, now that I say that, they've made Hercules a couple times, haven't they?
Yeah, and every time you say Hercules, I think you're saying Tarzan, and you're not. They don't watch and rewatch that either. I kind of lump all those together. But anyway.
We're talking about, like, live action?
No,
Disney?
No, I'm talking about Disney.
Okay. Phil Collins.
Yes.
Chick-a-choo, chick-a-choo. Okay.
And I know that Tarzan is your favorite.
I do love some Tarzan.
So, anyway, they've just watched it a lot. And I guess because I felt it was forced upon me. And again, it's a good movie. But I think I like this better.
It's kind of like my relationship with Chuggington. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have watched that of my own accord. But, like, nothing that Chuggington ever did to me was really offensive or wrong. I mean, at all. It was just, it's about a bunch of talking trains. I mean... But I assume are part of the Cars universe? I don't know.
I mean, what about the planes?
The planes are part of the Cars universe, yes. But I don't think Chuggington is. Okay. But I don't think it would make that much of a leap to connect those universes.
Aren't there talking motorcycles in those universes?
I don't remember ever seeing one, but if it turned up in the second one, I refuse to watch it, so there could be there. But, I mean, there's talking semis, there's talking, like, everything seems to talk in those movies that have wheels. So I would imagine somewhere there's probably like a one-eyed motorcycle. Maybe it's a pirate. I don't know.
Hmm.
Man, we just wrote a spinoff.
Yeah, we sure did.
Pirate motorcycles. Johnny Depp's not doing anything. Get him to voice me like, hey, look, Savvy, look, I've got myself just one, two wheels here. I'm a motorcycle.
Pirate motorcycles.
Don't you pirate motorcycles of the Caribbean?
On it? Yeah.
Like, okay. I'd watch it. At least once.
Some four-year-old would watch it five or six times.
Probably.
And want the toy.
More than likely. There'd be a ride at Disney. Be good
Pirate
times.
Motorcycles. Anyway, write that down. So, that's it. I thought Mulan on Disney Plus was stunning. It wasn't the best movie I've ever seen. No. Did I regret watching it? No. And I'll watch it again. Oh, yes. Just you watch me. I'll watch it.
Well, I still need to watch it. So, when you watch it again, I can...
Watch it with me.
Right. I'm not going to watch you watch it, but I'll watch
that
it.
That would be creepy.
With you, yeah. I'd just be like, all right, are you're happy? Set? No, you're falling asleep. You should have taken a nap before this.
All right. So I wholeheartedly say Mulan is worth the $30. Unless you can wait about 8 weeks, then it'll be free.
And I mean, we've waited for quite a few months as it is.
But
I'm
still.
Just putting it out.
I was just really satisfied to see something of that caliber. Because I hadn't been to the movies. And I'm like, when is Tenet going to be on? Because I don't have the bandwidth. My husband said, what are you saying? You don't have the bandwidth. I said, it's what annoying people say when they mean they don't have the time. They say they don't have the bandwidth. I find it annoying. Therefore, I used it ironically. I don't have the bandwidth to do that. He says, just say you don't have the time.
You should have told him you're a robot. Just be like, I am sorry. I do not have
I just don't have the bandwidth to go to the theater, even though I would like to. And I want to see Tenet. I really want to see Tenet.
Tenet's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Like, I was not disappointed.
When is it going to be? I'll give them my $30 now.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, It's the only good new movie like in theaters right now. They're going to keep that thing there as long as they can because Warner Brothers has got to recoup that $200 million they spent on it.
Well, it looks like it's already made $205 million.
Right, but a film
That's the budget.
The film must make around three times its budget to break even, and I guarantee you Warner Brothers wants to stay in the Chris Nolan business.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay. I really want to see it, though. What if Tenet... Oh, I have time travel. This guy...
Time inversion.
Yes, but this guy wrote a paper on time travel. I'm going to have to show it to you because I tried to understand it and my brain exploded and then I understood part of it.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
No.
I would love to hear him explain...
No, it's this guy that wrote a paper at Harvard or something. He's like 20-something and saying how time travel was, in essence, possible. As long as you did this and this, you would still... This is the only part of it I remember. Let's say you could travel back in time and stop person A from becoming infected with the COVID virus, therefore stopping the entire pandemic and saving all of those people.
But you're also creating a time paradox because if there's no pandemic to go back in time in order to avert, the person never goes back in time and now, now the universe has unwound and the universe is destroyed.
Or if that original person doesn't get it, then because of what you've done, you get it and it all happens anyway. But... then he brought in the butterfly effect and used words, and I lost interest. But
so,
the important part, the takeaway was he said it was possible.
This isn't Endgame. It's Back to the Future 2 is what he's saying.
Yes, and as long as certain things were not changed, you had a certain amount of free will.
But ultimately, time is a river. You can create ripples, but you can't change the direction of the... I'm just trying to figure out which time travel movie he's talking. Definitely not Bill and Ted, it sounds like.
No.
Anyway. I'm sensing Back to the Future, too. That's what I'm feeling.
But this was a current paper that someone wrote currently.
I'm sure that he would love me to discredit his thesis by just being like, and he just kept saying Back to the Future, 2 and Bill and Ted. I threw up at his disrespect. This is my life's work. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Stephen Hawking was my mentor.
None of that happened.
No.
Anyway, watch Mulan. It's on Disney Plus. Thanks for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.